the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it has pleased your Father to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Get yourselves purses that do not wear out, and make safe investments with God, where no thief comes and no moth destroys. For where your investments are, there will your heart be also. Be ready, dressed for service, and keep your lamps lit, like people waiting for their master to return from the wedding. As soon as he comes and knocks, they will open to him. Happy are those servants whom the master finds wide awake when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will put on an apron and have them sit at table, and he will wait on them. Happy are those servants if he finds them awake when he comes at midnight or daybreak. Pay attention to this. If the master of the house had known at what time the thief would come, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man will come at an hour you do not expect." Peter said, "Lord, did you tell this parable only for us, or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Imagine then the wise and faithful steward whom the master sets over his other servants to give them food rations at the proper time. Fortunate is this servant if his master, on coming home, finds him doing his work. Truly I say to you, the master will put him in charge of all his property. But it may be that the steward thinks, 'My lord delays in coming,' and he begins to abuse the manservants and the servant girls, eating and drinking and getting drunk. Then the master will come on a day he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know. He will cut him off and send him to the same fate as the unfaithful. The servant who knew his master's will, but did not prepare to do what his master wanted, will be punished with sound blows. But the one who did what deserved a punishment without knowing it shall receive fewer blows. Much will be required of the one who has been given much, and more will be asked of the one entrusted with more." The commentary today is from Father Melchior Querol y Solà, from Ribes de Freser, Girona in Catalonia. Today the Gospel reminds us and demands from us to be always wide awake, for the Son of Man will come at an hour you do not expect. We have to be always on the alert. We have to live in tension, disconnected, for we must be pilgrims of a world that goes by, our true fatherland being in heaven. Our life must go towards there, whether we like it or not. Our earthly existence is nothing but our projection towards our definite encounter with the Lord. And in this encounter, much will be required of the one who has been given much, and more will be asked of the one entrusted with more. Is not this the supposed crowning moment of our life? Let us live our life more intelligently and realize what our true values are. Stop searching in the earth's treasures, as so many do. Let us avoid this attitude. According to the mentality of this world, what you have is what you are worth. People are valued by their money, by the social class and category they belong to, by their prestige, their power. But all that, in God's eyes, is worth absolutely nothing. Suppose you find out today that you have an incurable illness and that you are given just a month to live. What will you do with all your money? What good will all your power, your prestige, and your social class do for you? They will be good for precisely nothing. You then realize that all these assets that everybody finds so valuable right here, when your time has finally come, they will be worth nothing. And if then you look back around you, you see all these values capsize. The true values, are in the people around you, in their loving care, in that peaceful look of understanding. They all become the true values, the real treasures that you, obscured by the gods of this world, had always underestimated. Try to have the evangelical intelligence to discern which are your real treasures. Let your heart's treasures be, instead of the gods of this world, let them be love, true peace, wisdom, and all the gifts God grants to the children of whom He is so fond.